Watching a Mobile Mardi Gras parade is a toe-tapping experience. And while for decades, Mobilians have hardly masked during Mardi Gras, there is a move afoot to change that. I'm Rennie Brabner. After this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
You'll laugh. You'll be entertained. And you'll even learn something.
So what is this thing called good soil? We teach class about it.
It's a gardening show with something for all of us.
Rose, I am listening. You got a question about camellias.
Yes, it's just a quick question of...
Jim, how are you?
I wanted to ask a related question to soils.
Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast with Bill Finch, Executive Director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Sunday morning at 9, informing and entertaining you for 2 hours, only on FM Talk 106.5.
You just can't have a Mardi Gras parade without a band. The Lost Cause Minstrels are said to have played in Joe Kane and Chief Slocomacaramabimico's parade after the Civil War. Modern Mardi Gras parades feature mostly high school bands, some from out of the Mobile area. Since 1883, the Excelsior Band has delighted parade goers. For two decades, the Olympia Brass Band, featuring their own clown, has shared Mardi Gras parade music duties. Truck bands have become more common. Country or rock and roll, they ride and play from specially outfitted truck beds or trailers. For half a century, public masking at Mardi Gras has not been something you see often. That might be changing. OOMF is a mystic society dedicated to the memory of Mobile's man of many faces, Louis DeMert. For 30 years, DeMert entertained revelers by mimicking famous people of his era. Listen for more about the OOMF as we get closer to Mardi Gras. Check out our website, fmtalk1065.com, for podcasts, parade routes, and times. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.